We're plus a huge talent and a very nice pair of flip-flops in Amanda Borges. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just realized that I'm starting my debut without wearing heels. Is that, like, so wrong of me?
Oh, I'm not wearing any either.
It's okay. Not at all. We've got, to my right, Blythe's rocking the cowboy boots in honor of Big and Rich.
Okay.
You've been out here since, what, about 1 o'clock today, 2 o'clock today?
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't think you're supposed to wear heels. You
okay.
definitely get a pass.
Right.
And truth be told, I have a pair of flip-flops in my bag that I used until I got to the media center, did a quick change in the women's restroom, and then came out here in wedges. And it's not even really heels. But you can't wear heels to the players. There's grass. There's cobblestone.
You can break your neck.
It's very dangerous.
Very dangerous. And Blythe and I were actually out here last night on the lawn that we are currently looking and gazing at while Big and Rich perform. How much fun was that little kickoff party, Blythe?
Oh, it's so much fun. That's one of my favorite events of the year. I think it's more for media and, like, local other local people. But it's
some members.
Some members as well. But it's beautiful. This year they changed it up a little bit. It was out on the lawn instead of inside, so it was a little bit more open. And of course, the drinks and the food are flowing, and they have a great band. And it almost feels like a wedding to kick off the players.
It did kind of feel like that. And so, Amanda, you'll definitely have to come with us next year.
I will, for sure.
And then I also yesterday got to start Players Week by attending the event called Executive Women's Day. And we, last week, got to interview Donna Fedorowicz with the PGA Tour, and she was instrumental in putting Executive Women's Day on. It was absolutely fantastic. My expectations when I hear about presentations are always a little bit low, just because sometimes the speakers can be a little dry. I was floored. I showed up in classic Lauren style, just in time for lunch. I was a little late for the panel discussion. Showed up, there was a plate of food right there. That was fantastic. And then the speaker, her name is Carla Harris. She actually attended Bishop Kenny, where I went to school, and I didn't know that going in. She's the director of global wealth management, something major like that, for Morgan Stanley. This woman had more charisma than 90% of people that you would meet. She is a ball of energy. She's a little over 50 and has achieved so much in her life, but you would have no idea because she is just fast-paced and high energy. And she embarked, she has a book, a couple books actually now, and she embarked a lot of wisdom that she's learned through her career. And I'm telling you, she is someone that if you got to spend just a few minutes with her, you were graced by all of her presence. And also, she's a gospel singer. So right in the middle, right
global
as if
wealth,
she doesn't
gospel.
Have enough, right, going for, right in the middle of the presentation, Mary Barra was the facilitator. Mary had done an interview with her before, so she said, Carla, you know, I know about your gospel singing, and she kind of uses that in order to sell a lot of the IPOs that she does with Morgan Stanley. Once they learn she's a singer, you know, they really get to know her a little bit. Long story short, she ends up belting out Amazing Grace for all of us yesterday with just, you know, no warning. And sent chill bumps down my spine. It was honestly a beautiful rendition and so powerful. So anyway, I certainly highly recommend Executive Women's Day to every executive woman out there. It is a beautiful event. First of all, you get to come out here at the Players.
Right.
Second of all, it's all women and an empty golf course. So it's golfers and women. And that was actually a piece of Carla's advice to us all, was single ladies, learn to play golf. When you get up on that tee box, traffic stops. So she said she highly, of course, recommends playing golf. But so, Amanda, this is your first year at the Players.
Yep.
Blythe and I have been coming here for years, both of us growing up here. So we wanted to share a little bit of the things that we've experienced that we want to make sure you get to.
Yes, please.
Before the week is over.
Give me all the nuggets.
Yes. So Blythe and I, as we were walking here last night, reminisced a little bit about maybe some things that we probably shouldn't have done here at the Players. But we're going to focus on the ones that we like I said, recommend.
But wait a second.
Sure.
These things that you should not have done.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. We don't have to speak of them. What I'm saying is maybe we should maybe do them again without speaking of them, because that makes for great radio plus great conversation.
It certainly does.
You know,
and
both situations,
so we can talk about that later.
I would definitely do again.
Do it again. Right.
As long as you didn't get caught.
And no witnesses.
Okay.
No witnesses, yeah. So just to give people an idea of what we're referring to, because I hate keeping people in the dark, but let's just say that an element of nature was involved in certain people in a time of need. So that's how we'll phrase it in the most delicate way possible.
That was delicate way
If you can't figure that out, then I'm sorry. I just cannot help you at this point.
Right.
But so one of my absolute favorite things about the Players, not to mention the 17th hole, which is fantastic, especially later on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, when everyone's had a few drinks, you'll see some people take tumbles down the hill.
Oh, goodness.
And that's, of course, classic. But one of my favorite things is a group of my friends every Saturday morning or every Saturday at the Players takes a bunch of chairs, lines them up. They get here first thing, like 7:30 in the morning, and they sit until all the players are done, all the groups are done. Just sit on 16. You can also see 17. Chit-chat, you know, run, get beers, and just have an absolute blast. So no matter where it is on the course, you've got to find that one spot where you just sit and you can take in a few different groups.
Okay. Well, see, I'm going to go in the other direction. I like actually walking the course, and especially on the practice round days, because that's when you can really get up close and intimate with the golf. Not, I guess, intimate with the golfers, but you can...
Close enough.
Maybe that's one of those things she's talking about as far as things we should have
done.
I just walked by, so I mean, I'm a little flustered. But one of the things that I do love about this course is definitely being able to, the walkability of it. It's a stadium course for a reason, so they have these mounds that are built into every hole where you really, there isn't a bad seat in the house. Another thing, a couple little things that I do like. I like tacos on 12. That's Taco Lou. If you haven't had Taco Lou yet, you got to definitely try them.
Oh, mama.
Jacksonville Beach staple. Would also say all the water fountains are purified water, which I just found out last week, which I think is really fancy.
That's very impressive.
And then the Blue Room. The Blue Room is one of the newer additions to TPC, where I think it's a little over $100, but it's all inclusive. You get all your drinks for free.
Okay.
You get food from local area establishments, real food, not like hors d'oeuvres or finger food. And then it's more for the casual golf fan. That's more for the Blue Room. It caters to that crowd. You know, you want to sit in the AC, you want to watch in the television, you want to enjoy.
Or not watch. Some people don't even watch.
The stereotypical golfer, a little bit older of a gentleman. But the Blue Room is completely opposite of that. It's more the younger crowd, more the casual golf fans.
One of my favorite things also is to walk on the practice rounds, and obviously you'll get a chance to do that. It is like heaven on earth. Being out here, especially in the morning, the sun's just coming up. The greens are just in pristine condition. The azaleas are blooming and the plumbago's out. And I just, there are so many different things about this course that to me almost mean home. Growing up here, I am so proud of being able to come here every year. And the course, or the tournament actually used to be in March, but we had so much rain and they wanted to kind of make it more prestigious, so they moved it. Now it's a little bit warmer, but another fantastic thing about this tournament, Sunday is Mother's Day, of course. And everyone wears pink in support of breast cancer. So everywhere you go, you get to see everyone, you know, chiming in for a great cause. And then one of my other favorite things about TPC is, of course, people watching. There are some of the best outfits out here, which, of course, like I mentioned earlier, including the cat who's rocking the Jaguar polo.
We will have to post a full photo of Jackson DeVille.
We certainly will.
On Twitter so that everyone can see.
Absolutely. I would say, what would you say, Blythe? Maybe 60% of dresses are probably Lily Pulitzer's? Maybe not that high?
You know, yeah, I don't think that high. Maybe like 25-30% are.
Oh,
but the
off.
Percentage of sundresses out here in general is astronomical.
I'm waiting to
I
see
heard about that.
If those, you know, the new shorts that are popular, they're kind of looser and they're silky.
Yeah.
The rompers?
Not the rompers, they're actual shorts. And the shirt sometimes matches, sometimes it comes up a little bit higher. I've seen it at Target, okay? That's where I'm getting my trends. So I'm wondering if that will make an appearance this year. But I certainly recommend getting
Why
a
not?
Bright, colorful sundress.
Mm-hmm.
Or multiple, if you're coming on multiple days. I am wearing a romper, which I got today.
Yep.
The only problem with the rompers are if you are in dire need of a restroom.
Yep.
You gotta do a quick
change. You can't share bathrooms with girls if you're wearing a romper.
Well, you can. You just need
you
to
be, pretty close
be prepared to see all of everything.
That's true. Very true.
That is very true.
So for men, a romper is a full, like, you can't, the only way to go to the bathroom is to take everything off. There's no disconnect. There's no Velcro zipper button. Nothing.
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 It's either all the way on or
all
the way
off. You're getting a show.
You are getting a show. That is exactly right. So All right, Blythe, what are your favorite places in town that you would recommend to Amanda to shop for TPC? Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. I'm a very frugal shopper, so I would definitely you have to go to the Avenues Mall. That's where Forever 21 is. It's the second largest Forever 21 in the country that I know of. The largest one is in New York.
Dropping knowledge.
I'm a TJ girl. Are there any TJs?
There absolutely are.
Okay.
There's TJ Maxx. There's Burlington. There's Ross. Kohl's is another good one. A girlfriend of mine, she has the Belle of the Boulevard, the pink fashion truck. That's all that you'll see around town. She has the best style tips. And that's, I actually got this dress from her little fashion truck.
A truck?
It. Yeah, it's a fat. It's like a huge pink fashion truck. Kind of like same size as a food truck, but she has clothes in there. A little dressing room, too.
Nice.
Accessories.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty lazy about shopping. I want to go to places that are as fast as possible.
Yes.
So, like you mentioned TJ Maxx, I can't handle that.
Really?
It's too much for me. So, I run into Target, and I'm usually in and out in 5 minutes. Nordstrom Rack I like a lot because everything's neat and orderly, and I know exactly where I need to go. Other than that, that's all I got.
Okay.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, I hate shopping. I just don't do it.
I love shopping. What's wrong with you two?
We are guys, girls who don't like shopping.
Yeah, Blake.
What the heck?
I was telling Lauren last night, I was like, I love shopping. I love going and getting a bunch of makeup and clothes and then going home and surrounding myself in them and just playing with makeup.
She is a girl, ladies and gentlemen. She is a girl. All right.
We've confirmed.
Someone who is not a girl. We're going to talk to you coming up after our first break. He is known as the cat, although right now he's not in cat clothes.
What's up with that?
Probably better known right now as one of the more famous non-golfers.
Yep.
That's how I'm going to describe you. You're such a good golfer that you're known as a golfer even though you're not on the PGA Tour. So we are going to talk to Curtis Dvorak coming up here shortly. Thanks so much for tuning in to Helmets and Heels Live from the Players with Blythe and Amanda Borges for the first time. And I'm Lauren Brooks on 1010X on 2.5 FM.
Jaguars football by women, for women, and men. Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. It is Big and Rich style tonight, live from the Players. I love Big and Rich personally, and I didn't get to see them last summer when they were supposed to be here for Superfest, but unfortunately we had a little bit of weather issues and they got kicked to the curb. And fortunately though, they're here tonight. And you know who else is here tonight, ladies? The one, the only, Curtis Dvorak, also known as Jackson DeVille when he's in costume. But tonight we have the man, the myth, the legend who speaks. Curtis, how are you?
I feel like this is appropriate. I should do this on this show.
He's rubbing chapstick all over his lips.
Put him a chapstick on.
For this show, it would have to be bright pink lipstick because that's all the Blythe rocks.
Nice.
That's right.
I am doing great. I really appreciate you guys having me on. This is my inaugural appearance.
It really is.
A long time coming.
I know.
You kind of had to work for it. You asked us every week for the past 6 months, and we said only when you're wearing plaid pants.
I probably requested to come on at least every week since you've been going on.
That's very true. So, and you asked us if you had to wear heels. We said yes, but
I know
you're not. But
no tennis shoes.
I had my white platforms, but.
But you kept him at home.
I did tweet a photo of Curtis so that everyone can see it. He's wearing a Jax polo, plaid pants, and a belt with a mustache buckle.
Yes.
It's really fantastic.
Shad Khan gave that to me when he first got here because, obviously with his stash and everything. And Shad and I connect on an intellectual level. And it's just
not on a financial level.
So he was just like, here's this belt buckle. No, he didn't. I bought it.
I should have just ran with that story.
Yeah, I liked that story.
I was soaking it in. I'm like, great story.
I didn't believe a word of it. But let's talk about that, though. Your relationship with the Jags when Shad took over. Were you ever nervous at all about the transition in owners?
No. It's crazy. The Weavers, it was a, almost like, I guess I equate it to your grandparents right down the hall, like just that feel, like their doors, it was just so it was a very different feel. Like when the team was kind of coming up, and it was kind of cool where it's like as the team's, you know, being born and growing and stuff. But what Shad and Mark Lamping and his crew have done in the last 3 years, like everybody gives us so much credit for the on-the-field stuff and Caldwell and all the players he's brought in and what he's done in a couple years. But you look at what, you know, Shad has done and Mark Lamping has done on their sides, you know, it's been really, really cool to see the transition of this team and go, you know, with all the different things happening. And for me, 20 years in, this is my 20th season. I mean, I've jumped off the roof of Wembley twice. Like, there's no way you're telling me that 20 years ago that I'm thinking that I'm going to get a chance to go to Wembley Stadium and jump off the roof 2 years in a row. Like, it's ridiculous.
Did you always have the mindset that you were going to be the sport's best mascot?
No.
Like starting out?
No, I got into it because I was standing next to the cheerleaders talking to one of them, and the high school cheerleading coach came over and was like, hey, it's the semifinals of the state championship game. We need somebody to get in the suit. And I was like, it's kind of cold out. It's Jersey. It's New Jersey. It's November. Might as well get in that thing and stay warm. So I did that, and then I did the state championship game. And then in college, I did it because my buddies dared me to. And
it's a good dare.
So what was your first mascot in high school then? What was that?
The Wolf.
A Wolf?
The West Morris Central Wolf Pack.
All right. And then in college, what was it?
The Virginia Tech Hokie Bird.
Okay. So you went a wolf, a bird, and now a cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of going through the whole cycle of life.
Yeah.
There. You know, predator, prey, predator,
that's
prey.
Yeah. That's exactly how that goes. Are there any stunts that terrify you now? Or are you just so used to it from all these years?
You know, the only time I ever get any bit of pucker factor is when we're rehearsing a brand new stunt. When we've written it out on paper and we've designed it, and then we've dropped steel, which is, we call it a dead weight, which is kind of a pretty morbid term for it, but it is. I always tell people, I'm like, look, we're going to drop the weights, and if the weights don't make a divot in the field, then I'll go. So those go well, but it's still that first time standing up there going, the weights just worked, everything worked, this is supposed to work, I'm supposed to get around two times and not have the rope wrap around my neck or arm or whatever. Let's see how this goes. Those are the times with the stadium empty that I go, there has to be other ways to make money. Like, nobody's going to see this. We don't have any GoPros on this. So I always tell people, I'm like, rehearsal, nervous as hell, don't like it. But during the games, great. Once it happens there, hey, man, you might as well, if you're going to go down in flames, you might as well have everybody see it on YouTube, right?
Right. Sure. Do you practice the first time in the costume room without?
Oh, no, out of the costume.
That's what I thought.
Always,
okay.
Always.
Guys, I'm just going for it.
Yeah, it's
do you ever get scared?
It's gnarly. It's gnarly up there, yeah.
Or is it like second
scared.
Nature now?
No, not scared. Not scared. It's more, it is so much adrenaline and like and energy and butterflies. And it's just about pulling that, like, I don't even know how to explain it. There's no better feeling than pulling it off the first time and realizing that you're still in one piece.
I would think it's similar to race car driving. Like, as long as you finish the race, you're like, wow, I can't believe I survived that.
Yeah.
Or a crash or something like that.
Yeah, we did a, Ion Camera did a video this year in London. I did a, carried it around, did a whole documentary kind of thing of the jump. And they had it, the one was on me as I did the first jump, the first one. And you can see, like, when you watch the video, you can see my face sitting there looking like, like, you know, going, and it's just like, it goes from totally like, oh, let's have fun, and then to like, all right, this could be the last few frames on the film, so don't lose your bowels.
Is that what you say? What do you say in your, do you say like a prayer?
No. At that point, you are completely, as far as with stunt work, you are completely zoned in on exactly every step you have to do. You've rehearsed it. You've done, there's times where I'll go out to the practice field and take the crash pads that they do tackle stuff into, and I'll put those out about, when I was practicing one, about 8-10 feet from the wall, and I would stand on the railing and see, because that's similar to the standing on the steel on the light tower, and see if I can clear that, if we're trying to clear a light in the next stunt. So I'll practice on the ground, jumping, going, well, I can't clear that. We're going to have to pull that one back. So by the time I get up there, you're so focused in on everything you've gone through.
So you ride a people mover, you ride, not the people mover, Segway, and you ride the little motorbike and some other different machines. What's your favorite one that you like to use?
Favorite one of all time?
All time.
Man, favorite one of all time? I don't know. The Segway is so convenient, but the mini bike, four-wheeler was nice. Actually, favorite one of all time? The hovercraft.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Somebody hold her down for a sec, because the light's about to freak out. I did a skit way back when the Texans first came into our division league. This is probably 2001-ish, whatever. Maybe 2000, whatever. I came out on a hovercraft in a Luke Skywalker outfit. Jackson Skywalker.
Are you going to break that out again?
And came
year?
Out with the Sith, fought the Sith Texan, the Sith mask and everything.
No way.
Double lightsaber he had.
This one's losing her mind right now.
Double lightsaber didn't exist until just recently, right?
It was Star Wars 1.
Okay. The new number one.
Yes. I haven't been doing this since 78. Thanks. Showed you my ID.
You just gave it away.
But you look good.
What about this year for Star Wars 7? Anything planned?
Oh, there's going to be all kinds of stuff to do. That's going to be great. I mean, that movie coming out, it's going to be... If Pacquiao could get us to buy that fight, can you imagine what the Star Wars box office is going to be? That's actually a good movie.
$1 billion weekend.
We haven't talked about the fight yet, but
no. Don't.
We could just glaze right over it.
They didn't have one.
Right.
So you're listening to Helmets and Heels on Sense and XM 2.5 FM. Lauren Blythe, Amanda Borges, her first show, along with our special guest, Curtis Dvorak. Curtis, we're live from the Players. Big and Rich is doing a little Tom Petty right now. I'm loving this. So tell Amanda and the listeners your favorite part of TPC.
Oh, favorite part of TPC. This is, you know, obviously the town 20 years. To see what this has become in 20 years, from the old clubhouse to the new clubhouse to the amount of chalets and fan experience areas, even for general grounds passes, what Matt Rapp has done out here is unreal. I mean, you're just a general admission grounds pass. There are ridiculous amounts of, like, places that you walk in and go, I'm not supposed to be in here. We're not allowed in these. We have to leave. Like, people walk out like, we got to get out. But, no, they're for everybody. It's crazy what they've done. But as far as for the players, I mean, this is probably one of the biggest weeks of Duval as far as national, worldwide exposure. What this does, and to see this thing getting bigger and bigger, and Kathy Hobart and her staff putting on the show they do here is extremely impressive. For somebody, you know, we do big events and stuff, you know, to watch something like this pull together, this is pretty badass. So, but my favorite part is just the fact that, you know, 150,000 people from Jacksonville, and hopefully 200,000 this year will come out. And just have a good time, you know, showcasing to the world what Duval's all about and why it's such a great place to live.
And you have to love 17, too.
Oh, are you kidding me? So we did the tour. Blythe and I were lucky enough to get the tour. And we got to drive around, and Matt Rapp kept asking us, like, you haven't seen this? Because we're all, like, amazed. Like, what is this place? And he's like, what do you do? I'm like, we park somewhere. We go to 17.
We
hang out
around
there. We get into whatever chalets we can. With two passes, we turn two passes into 10 and get people into different areas. And that's what we do. But so there's so many things, like, you can have a different experience every day.
You were on the Golf Channel this morning, right?
Yeah.
How was that? How did that go?
Well, that was pretty cool. That was Tom Alter from PGA Tour headquarters contacted me last week and said that the morning drive, the TV show, Matt Janella wanted to do a piece where he challenged me to a three-hole match. And so we, yesterday morning, went out to the Valley Course and played a three-hole match on the Valley Course on 10, 11, and 12. And
I was in full costume
and he is about a 6 handicap, and so we played full costume, 3 holes. I went par, birdie, bogey, and he went par. We went to extra holes, and I parred the extra hole, and he doubled it.
Wow.
And I won the match with playing even par through four holes in costume. He was, so it aired on Golf Channel this morning, and I won a VIP tour of the Golf Channel studios.
Nice.
Coming up in a month or so. So I'm trying to put together, I'm going to do some focus groups, and I'm going to try and put together some ideas for a show with Golf Channel. Where
helmets and heels.
Potentially, yeah. You know what? We can add that. We can add that. You guys could be the play-by-play of
Club
the matches.
Yep.
Because what I'm thinking is, go around. You know what? I shouldn't even tell this idea. This is too good.
Tell it off air.
This is like
keep it
this
in.
This is like sausages and sundresses.
Yeah.
From I revealed it already.
God, it's such a good. It's going to be so good next year. So
I don't even want to ask.
So anyway,
it's like tacos on 10.
Yeah.
No. Sausages.
Sausages.
Actual okay. sausages.
Okay.
Just.
Yeah.
That's good.
And sundresses.
To eat.
And sundresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sundresses.
I think it's a great fit.
It is.
So, where were we?
We were talking about branding.
Right. No,
Golf Channel.
No, Golf Channel. So, I'm going to come up with a show where I think it'd be really cool to go around to, like, the eight teams we're going to play that year, play a match against a player on their team that might be decent, do regular, you know, index handicaps, and play the match, raise money for charity. You got a show, the weekly show, tie in with NFL. You can show the game stuff. So
that'd be awesome.
It's in production right now. It's in the creative stages.
Pilot form only.
Pilot form only. We haven't filmed anything yet.
So this
so no
is like
pilot.
early. Yeah, yeah. That's okay. Hopefully someone really important is listening and going, wow,
yes.
Curtis, you're brilliant.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant.
I think there's at least one person listening. All right, so we're going to keep Curtis here by hostage,
right.
As a matter of fact, and keep chatting with him and talk about a really fun event coming up that has something to do with his pants that he's wearing right now. We are also going to talk to a special guest in JU golfer Jessica Welch, who just made history. So we will chat with her coming up as well. You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
So I guess it's over, baby, deja vu again.
Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels, live from the Players. You're listening to a little Thomas Rhett, Crash and Burn. Clive and I love this song, so we had to share it with everyone. You're also probably listening to a little bit of Big and Rich in the background, as well as they are performing right now on the clubhouse lawn. And we have Jessica Welch on the phone, JU Women's Golfer. And quickly, right before we get to Jessica, I just have to tell you, Curtis, that there is some love for you out there in the world. Eden Kendall, of course, from 99.9 Gator Country, says that you are brilliant, hashtag one person. So there's at least one person out there who does think you're brilliant. All right, so.
You can sleep well tonight now.
Curtis.
Well, Eden and I have been friends for a long time. I love you, Eden.
Curtis is, of course, the Jaguars mascot, also known as Jackson DeVille, and he plays a little golf, so help us welcome in JU golfer Jessica Welch, the first golfer from a First Coast institution to make it into the NCAA Women's Tournament. Hello, Jessica.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, a little birdie named Scott Manzi told me that you're actually on your way to Raleigh right now?
We are. We are getting close to being there.
Excellent. So hopefully you will make it safely because you have regionals coming up this weekend.
That's right.
How are you nervous? Are you excited? What are you feeling right now?
Well, it hasn't really set in yet. You know, it's kind of a mixture right now. This is totally new territory. I have no idea what I'm going into. So, you know, it's a mixture of it's nerves, it's excitement. I really can't wait for it.
What kind of prep goes into to preparing for a tournament like this? Do you change your diet? Do you change the way you sleep? How does it work?
The biggest thing has been it's a plan, a longer course than what I have typically seen in the past with college tournaments. So one of the main things that we've done when we go out and practice and when we play is to play back for some longer yardage, just because one of the biggest differences is hitting more longer irons and that kind of thing. So. And obviously, you know, hitting short game big time, just because short game is always the difference maker. It's what wins it, it's what loses it.
You had a special watch party when you actually found out about this, right?
I did. It was awesome.
How cool was that? Tell us about that.
It was incredible. All the people that came out, I mean, I was just so humbled. I was so grateful because with times like that, you know, you want to share it with people. You know, it's so fun to do it by yourself. And so just for that many people to come out, it was amazing. And I'm very grateful to them.
I have to tell you, Jessica, when I watched it, I had tears in my eyes. It was amazing. I'm sure that's a moment you'll never forget.
It was incredible, truly.
Hey, Jessica, this is Curtis Dvorak. I'm really, really proud of you for representing the First Coast and Duval up there at the championships.
Thank you.
As far as any golf tips and stuff, I just really want to know what course are you guys playing and what. What you told people that, you know, it's a longer yardage than you're used to and stuff. What is the, you know, to kind of, for people who are out there, to golf fans and know yardages, what's your typical course length that you play, and what is this one that that you're going to?
I know for us, typically the yardages that we play, it's usually between 6,000 and 6,200 yards. But this one, we're playing Bonnie Pool golf course, and I believe the yardage that I saw is 6,381. So it's not, you know, an incredibly large difference, but it's longer than we're used to, that kind of thing.
Hey, you know what? Break it down to the numbers, and it's really only one club difference on every hole. So that's all you
exactly.
got to focus on.
There you go.
Yeah, just focus on it. It's one club difference. It's one club smooth. You know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to step on the lower club. But here's the thing. Don't let any of the longer hitters intimidate you there. Just play your game.
Jessica, we're out here at the Players. Who's your favorite professional golfer?
Oh, goodness. That's a tough one. I'd have to say either Rory McIlroy or Jordan Spieth. One of those two.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jordan's a little bit cuter, I would say, than Rory. But I don't know if that factors into the decision, but at least that's from my perspective, it does. You know what, Jessica? I still haven't picked my golfer for my fantasy golf league for who's going to win this tournament, so... Who do you think I should go with? I can't pick Spieth. So, are you leaning towards Rory?
For the Players, yeah, I gotta go with Rory.
All right. Well, you may have
He's
just made
coming
that
off
decision.
The match play pod right now.
Yeah, you know what? He beat the golfer that I picked last weekend in Gary Woodland. So I was not very happy about that. But I'd like to cheer for Rory this weekend.
However, had the match play championship been stroke play, Jordan Spieth would have won the medal round by 6 strokes. And that's why he tweeted out literally after it. He goes, "If you're asking my opinion," you can look at his thing. "If you're asking my opinion, we should do a medal play for a couple rounds, and then the top 16 do a playoff, you know, bracket." Basically, because he knew I would have been the one seed.
Wow.
There you go.
Good looking and smart is Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, is there any sort of trash talking out on the course, or do girls do any sort of kind of things to try to get in each other's heads, even if trash talking is a little bit not within the etiquette rules?
Not really. Not that I know of. You know, I guess everybody, you know, they try to show off with the long drive, I guess. You know, that's kind of the mark setter, that kind of thing. But no, I don't really. Not that I do anyway. I can't really speak for everyone.
Okay, so two things here. So if you run into a person in your group, this is just some gamesmanship stuff. If you run into a person in your group that is one of those people that that tries to intimidate, like, and you know what I'm saying, Jess, they hit their drive. The drive is in the air. They bend over, pick the tee up, and walk back to their bag before it's even, like, going to land and just, like, kind of do that. So, like, what they hate is you literally being, like, totally overly, like, wow, great shot. And just being overly nice to them, kill them with kindness, it annoys the heck out of them.
I feel like that works with any sport, too. Andrew Luckham.
So, and on the topic...
I can't say too much about that because, honestly, I have done that myself.
All right. Well, here's the thing. On the topic of the gamesmanship out there, it doesn't come from the golfers. And Jessica, you can vouch for this. So the thing that I hear from junior golf, it's changed a little bit since I played, but the parents... As in a lot of youth sports. So the parents will, there's rules about how close they can be to their son or daughter on the course. And what is it, Jessica? Is it 50? What are the rules as far as how close?
I'm not sure about specifics, I know that usually just kind of the general rule of thumb is spectators stay on the car path, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and they can't talk and you can't do signals, but there are parents that will give signals.
Oh.
They'll go ahead. They'll go ahead of their daughter's group. And they'll be on the green watching the previous group hit and chip and stuff. And then they'll give signals as to which way the green rolls, which way.
Spygate for golf.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's pretty intense. So I guess it's like every other youth sport.
Jessica Welch joining us on Helmets and Heels. Jessica, like Curtis said, you are making the First Coast proud. And we are eager to watch what you will encounter over the next few days in regionals. And then after that, tell us where you'll head next as long as you advance.
I'm not really sure. We'll see how this goes. I'm making it on to nationals. Hey, I've got another couple of weeks in Jackson. College golf gets to go on for a little bit longer with me, which is what I'm really hoping for because I'm not ready to be done yet.
Excellent. Well, we will be watching and wishing you the best of luck. Thank you so much for taking some time out to join us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Good luck, Jessica. I know I will be paying close attention.
Yeah,
I'm
good
excited.
Luck.
Absolutely, yeah. And then
awesome.
Hopefully, if you still listen to Jessica, just make sure you soak it all in and enjoy it. It's going to be stressful and you're going to have some fun, but enjoy it because it's going to be a really cool experience.
I can't wait. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Good luck.
Take care. Have a good rest of your trip to Raleigh. Wow. Yeah, there's something to be said for, and this is a little more philosophical than just golf, but to sit in your success and really look around and realize that you are kind of where you had dreamed you were going to be. And so for her, I certainly hope while she's playing in regionals that at least one moment, even if it's at the very end, she kind of looks around and goes, wow, I accomplished this, and I'm the first one. I mean, and we have a long tradition of having some excellent golfers in this area, and she's the first one. I think for me, the scary part would be she's going as an individual, and so you're used to your team kind of surrounding you, and that would be a little bit more difficult for me emotionally, but really exciting stuff. All right, Curtis, speaking of another exciting thing, tell us about the plaid party.
Ah, yes, the pants. So I have probably 25 pairs of plaid pants.
Oh, my gosh.
All custom? Because I know you.
No, not custom. There are some custom. Some are for my guy in Hong Kong.
Okay.
I got a guy. I did the Chinese New Year's parade with 6-8 other mascots twice back in the day. They flew us over there to.
Awesome.
They love characters over there.
That's true.
I'm huge in China.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, like real tall. So it was really cool. Anyway, so the plaid pants. I got 25 different pair of them, and we started this little thing called the plaid party that you can find out information on at plaidparty.com. We started this thing 14 years ago as a house kegger, literally on 33rd South between 1st and 2nd Street. It's a house on the right. It right now is blue with white trim and has a room above the garage. And if the owner of that house is listening,
they only knew.
Apologize again.
Did you just give the actual address?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Just making sure.
But anyway, so we had it there for a few years, and it was just literally just me and my buddies saying, hey, let's throw a party on Friday night of the players, or the TPC is what we called it. And,
right.
And so,
back in the day.
And so the board members, which is the hilarious part of, the board members were formed out of the first year. Hey guys, who wants to be a board member for the plaid party, the inaugural plaid party?
Right.
And your board member dues are $50, and that $50 you'll get a steak dinner and a parking spot, which at the beach everybody knows a parking spot on the lawn is like huge. So we all paid our $50. That paid for the first party.
Wow.
And so we did that for a few years, and it got bigger and bigger.
And did it always benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation?
No. So at first it was just us paying the bill, and then after about 3 years, we had 250, 300 people in this house on this block, and we're like, why are we paying for this when we could just, people could pay a $5 ticket? So we went to FOP in Ponte Vedra. I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
It's okay. We're not allowed back there either. No, I'm just kidding. Statute of limitations run out. I'm just kidding. So anyway, we decided let's move it off site and let's charge a nominal fee. We're not trying to make money, but whatever. And we had money left over, and a few guys worked for a gentleman, Jim McCarthy, who's a really good friend of all of ours, and his wife had CF, and she was struggling with cystic fibrosis, and so the guys said, you know what? Let's give our extra money to that. The first year, I think we gave $500. You know, it was just like, here we go. And so it just went from there, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew.
Girls just want to talk football. More Helmets and Heels, now on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Well, girls just want to talk football, and maybe a little golf.
Why not?
We made a new promo for our show as far as being live from the Players. Live Brumley, Amanda Borges on her first edition of Helmets and Heels.
Yep.
I'm Lauren Brooks, and we have a special guest joining us now. Wife, mama, and gorgeous woman on the Players Championship lawn. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. This is
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. So, all right, Heather Hurley, wife of Billy Hurley. He is the only golfer on the PGA Tour that has served in the military. That's something extremely special. And as I was actually just telling him, my brother just graduated from recon school last week. And so he's been away from his wife and two daughters for the past 4 months.
Wow.
And so, and you guys have lovely Madison. You said 15 months, right?
Yes.
She
yes,
is
we do.
So adorable.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so what is the hardest part about your husband being gone from home?
The hardest part. So we actually have two older children as well. We have an 8 and a 6-year-old.
So you're busy.
So I am busy,
wow.
Yes. And while he was on duty in the military during the 4 years that he was active, we did have our oldest, I guess I should say. So that definitely was an interesting, like I got to experience being in the Navy and having children and being out of the Navy and doing golf and having children. Both similar in that your husband is gone. Both have advantages and disadvantages. In the military, he was gone for very long periods of time, which were hard, but at least he was gone. Whereas in golf, he goes away for 2 weeks, and then he comes home, and then he goes away, and then he comes home, and you can, like, talk to him, which is wonderful, but sometimes, like, when you're just doing children all day, and you're like, I just want to sit on the couch and watch TV and not talk to anybody.
Silence.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's hard because he calls and is all alone in his hotel room, and he wants to talk.
Yeah.
And versus, you know, when he was in the military, like, I remember waiting by the phone, waiting for him to call. And, you know, finally that phone will call in at, like, 2 in the morning, and you're so excited. And so it was different. So it's similar and different. But
And at least now he can talk to your two oldest on
yes,
the phone, too. So
yes,
if you're like,
can.
Oh, I'm tired here.
Exactly. Yeah. We try to do Skype.
Do your kids golf, the older ones?
They my second one is more interested. He, he wanted a golf set for his birthday, and so we got him one. The oldest, like, wants nothing to do with it.
Oh.
It's okay. We're like, all right, you do what you want to do.
What about the adjustment period compared to when he's away for golf and when he was away for the military? Is it similar, or is it sort of, is there one that you prefer over another?
Right. I don't know. That's a good question.
Sure, you kind of have to get used to them being in the house and taking over,
yeah,
I guess, half of the responsibilities.
Say, like, and discipline and raising the kids, that's a really hard one. Just stepping back into that role when I've sort of been the enforcer, and then he tries to, and it is a fine balance. And I try to say, you know, when you come home, like, you want to be the fun one. And that's hard because he's very military-esque.
Yeah.
So we learn every day, and we're still learning. It's
always an adjustment.
Challenge.
Life is a balance.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
How did you two meet?
We met at an Army-Navy football game, actually.
Oh, nice. I love that story.
I wish it was like he walked by me and kind of resists me. It's not.
You can go with that one if you want to.
I know.
We lie all the time.
There you go. I like it. Start a new rumor. No, I actually had a girlfriend that went to the Naval Academy, and so we went out the night before. And so that's, she sort of introduced us.
Okay. Wow. So, in Annapolis, right?
No, this was in Philly.
They play in Philadelphia every year.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah,
so
it's fun.
What would you say was the moment that you realized that this was the man you were going to marry?
I didn't at first. He actually is very quiet and military, and I'm not. I'm sort of more of a free spirit. And so I would say he asked. So we met and we got engaged 6 months later. So it was very quick.
Wow.
And I would say about, we met, and then about, I don't know, maybe a month later, we were just talking, and he asked to come visit, and I said no, because I actually was like, he's a nice guy, and I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, normally I'm like, yeah, I'll take the free meal, and I'll go out on a date, and say goodbye.
Which is the right way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But I just was like, no, he's too nice, and I don't want to do that to him. So then I thought, there might be a little something more. So then he actually asked again a couple weeks later, and I said yes, and
very
then we got
nice.
Engaged.
So. And so where were you living at the time, and where was he living?
I was in Philly, and he was at the Academy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So when did you guys locate to Jacksonville?
So we then, so let's see, Philly, and then he graduated, and I actually still had another semester, and so we got engaged after he graduated, and then he moved to Jacksonville, and I actually went and studied abroad in Ecuador.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was an interesting, yeah, I was
studying?
Still like, I'm going to do my thing.
While you're engaged.
Yeah, while we're engaged.
Okay.
It's very funny.
No, that's great.
I think it's awesome.
I'm fully supportive.
Yeah. Spanish. I just went down for Spanish.
Oh.
Clearly, yeah.
All right, so you're fluent.
I can speak, but I'm
not fluent. Are you teaching it to your kids at all?
No.
What did you study?
I actually studied Spanish and photojournalism. Oh. Again, I wouldn't recommend that. I would probably say do business in Spanish. You know, I've learned. My plan was to go teach English abroad. I just wanted
That's
to
cool.
travel and, yeah, and then I met him.
And then Billy locked you down.
Yeah, yep. It was kind of that. But so I actually never lived in Jacksonville. I came back in end of December. And we flew down a couple times to look at places with him to move to. And then still with the Navy, like, you just never really know, like,
right.
when you can get married and all that. So I was living in New York and just kind of planning a wedding around a no date. And we finally nailed down a date. And then in April, so we were getting married in May. And in April, he called me and he was like, so we're actually moving from Jacksonville to Annapolis. It was kind of a strange change of order. So, yeah. So I was like, okay. We're done with that. So then we got married and then moved to Annapolis.
It's a good thing you are a free spirit, because it takes a certain special type of woman to be able to handle all of the different things.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you have to be really willing to go with the flow, because with the Navy, you never know. And, like, I remember a lot of times I'd pick him up from the ship, and he would be like, so you know how I told you I was getting off at 6? Well, it's actually not going to be till 7:30. Sorry. And I was like, really? Oh. So I just remember, yeah, I'd hang out with my child, and which actually is kind of similar to golf, because a lot of times I'll come pick him up, because we only have one car a lot of times, and he's like, so I'm going to go work out some more. I'm like, oh, darn.
I'll be over here with the child.
Yeah, here I am.
I'm going to find the nearest chalet. You know, there may or not be wine involved.
Yeah.
You're driving darn. Later. I did, by the way, see at the party last night that Blythe and I attended right here, a friend of mine from high school, and I won't mention her name, but she's pregnant with her fourth child, and she was ordering a glass of wine.
Gosh.
And she's like, you know, at this point, you just let it go.
Oh, my
no,
God.
Granted, she didn't have more than the glass.
Right.
But
that we know
I feel
of.
Like, you know what, right, you're allowed to do it at that point. You've suffered enough. Do you guys want more children?
I don't know.
Potentially.
We know a couple of families out here that have four, and so we're always asking them, how do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's definitely different logistics. Like, so how do you now get yourself from your house to the airport with everybody and the bag? Because golf bag's, like, a huge person.
Right.
And
Our
all your other luggage and all. Yeah, so... Yeah, because right now in the car that generally comes and picks us up, like, we can fit all of us and not one more person. So we're like, this is
when your kids get older.
A lot of strategizing
have
going on.
Yeah. There was a golf bag involved. You didn't get another
Could've
sibling.
Could do. Sorry.
So do you golf too?
No, I don't play at all. No.
What do you do for fun outside of the raising the family and being a wife? What
question.
Do you do for fun?
Friends. Try to, keep my sanity with just going out with friends, I guess. I have a rule that when Billy is on the road, we have it in our budget that I can get a sitter once a week.
Oh,
because
that's
I'm like,
awesome.
I'm not going to feel like I'm stuck here in this house. And,
You need to be able to get away a little bit, I feel like.
Yeah, and that I can do it and hang out with friends or whatever. You know, it's funny. Once you, become a mom, you kind of don't have time for a lot of other stuff.
So no more photos or photography or anything like that?
I haven't really gotten into that. I used to like to redo furniture.
Oh, okay.
But
that's
then
cool.
By the third, I haven't done that anymore.
But are you the mom that loves taking pictures of your kids? Especially
I
since you
do.
Studied photojournalism.
Yeah, I do. We've had a couple incidences of photos being stolen, like on my computer. My computer got stolen, and I didn't back them up. So back up your photos, everybody. Oh. It was awful.
That's terrible.
Once was in the military. Our movers stole our camera.
What?
It was awful. And it had, like, all this stuff that my son had done when my husband was deployed.
Oh, my God.
And then the second one, our second son is actually adopted. And I had on my computer all this stuff, and we went to a tournament, and we were loading our stuff in the car, and we turned around, and the bag was gone. Like, someone literally came along, and they actually brought it to the bathroom and unloaded everything except for a few random things I didn't want. Yeah, and the police called me. They're like, "We have your bag. It's kind of empty." Yeah. So they took my computer, and I hadn't downloaded it. And so I say that my son is adopted because we went to Ethiopia. He's from Ethiopia, and like took all these pictures, and they're all gone. Oh. I didn't bet.
That's
so
the worst.
I'm kind of like, me and pictures are like, we're just done.
Yeah, that's how I would be too.
Yeah. I would be devastated. Devastated.
You know, even pictures on your phone now, if you lose your phone, if your phone breaks, and
you know,
there goes life. And I always say I take pictures because I won't remember unless I have a picture of something.
Right, yeah.
No, life happens too
sinking.
Fast.
Sink your photos.
Yeah, right. Yes. iCloud.
I know.
It's out, Dropbox. Whatever, it goes up in the
Carousel.
Cloud.
What is the cloud? Where is it?
Heather Hurley joining us, wife of Billy Hurley. So, Heather, how many times have you come out to the Players, and what is your favorite part about this course?
So this is Billy's first time, actually. So we have never been to the Players before. We've come for a couple of web.com events to this area, so it's a familiar area, but never this tournament. So this is all new.
So did you get to walk any parts of the course today?
Not yet, no. I generally don't come out till Thursday, when I have childcare.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's
the PGA Tour provide that?
They do, yeah.
That's
wow,
really
that's nice.
Oh. Amazing.
So you can just walk the course freely for the whole week.
The course.
Oh.
Amazing. And they are fabulous. And they travel with the tour. They're fabulous.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pretend to be sick on Thursday from work. I'm going to come walk the course with you.
Exactly.
I'll show you my favorite parts.
It's wonderful. Wow. Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do is to just sit on one area after I walk a lot. Then sit, you know, with a beverage or so. Mm-hmm. And then we love to make quarter bets. So closest to the pin is usually the one that we go with. And, you know, you end up, you know, 75 cents up or down. It doesn't really matter. But in the moment, it really matters.
It's
like,
fun.
You're starting to scream for that ball, and that guy, that golfer, is not even anywhere near the leaderboard at all. But it's so much fun.
Oh, that's fun. And so, it helps you get to know each player a little bit better.
It does.
You know?
So I play fantasy golf, and I think people think I'm literally nuts because I talk about it probably more than most people talk about fantasy football. But it really does make you pay attention.
I think you're the only female I know that actually does fantasy golf.
Yeah. So, and
that's not a bad thing.
I don't know anyone else either. I'm proud because the first year we ever did it, I won.
Okay.
There was another chick in it that year, but I did get to take home $700.
Wow.
And then last year I was terrible. I was too busy, and I didn't. That's an excuse, but it's true. And so this year I'm currently in second place. I'm the only female in the group. I won't say chick this time. But so I love it, and I highly recommend playing because you really do. You start to pay attention to some of the tournaments that you would never have paid attention to before.
Right. So. I know. You mentioned a golfer last night, and I was like, who are you talking about? And I follow golf pretty closely, and I still didn't know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that people don't know that have wonderful stories that are really neat to hear. And
absolutely.
And one of the fun things about our radio station, 1010XL, working closely with the Players is some of us get to work this area right back over here called the Perch. So as soon as the golfers come off, we get to actually hand them headsets, and they join some local members of our radio station on air.
Cool.
So on Saturday, I'll work from 3 to 7. As soon as he's done, as soon as Billy's done, you guys can come over and we can hang out. We can chat about the day.
Yeah.
No kids, but that's okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what would you say as far as traveling, how much travel do you get to do with him?
So we don't do a ton now just because we do have an 8- and a 6-year-old, so it's second in kindergarten, and they are in school. We homeschooled a couple years ago, and that worked out well. It just, with the birth of my daughter, we decided to put him in school, and so now we're doing it. And
maybe
so
a little
far,
bit of the summer?
Yeah. Yes, we'll definitely travel most of the summer that he goes to.
Very nice.
And we have talked about maybe next year we'll homeschool and, you know, just take it year by year, semester by semester. Nothing says you can't.
That's really impressive that you can homeschool, though.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. They get in the groove.
It's okay. All right, what's your favorite vacation spot as a family?
looking for vacations. So, unfortunately, because of how much we're gone with golf, we don't go on a lot of vacations. It's really sad because I love to go on vacation. I'll go anywhere.
That's what I figured.
It's more like a staycation, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we actually did that one time. We were like, we're not doing anything. We're going to, like, party in our own house. And,
That's fun.
So we did that for, like, 2 days, which was fun. But anywhere. Napa. I'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
Greece.
Well, the Hawaii tournaments are gorgeous.
Hawaii. So we lived in Hawaii for 2 years.
Wow.
With the military.
One of my favorite places.
That was like a vacation for 2 years.
Wow. Oh my God. I couldn't imagine.
I've only been once, and I didn't want to leave at all.
No, it's beautiful.
So Billy does a lot with Birdies for the Brave. Can you tell us a little bit about how kind of meaningful that is for your family especially?
Yeah, it's really neat. Anything really that supports the military, I didn't grow up knowing a whole lot about the military, so I feel like I've really had this great appreciation grown that just helps me really understand since being in it and experiencing it and having really good friends that are still in the military and see how much these people, I mean, they just really give for our country, and not just the servicemen, but also the women and their children that, you know, miss their daddies all the time while they're deployed. I mean, with the Army, they deploy for a year or so, and it's crazy how long it is, and
it's tough.
How much they miss. It's gotta be tough.
It is. And they really, I mean, they don't get paid a ton. So I love hearing stories of people honoring the military on planes or any way really they can, because they really give up for us to have this beautiful country that we live in. I mean, it has its issues or whatever, but I mean, really, if you've ever traveled abroad and come back, we really have such wonderful...
You don't realize how good you have it.
No.
Yep.
It's really wonderful.
And the players does such a good job of supporting the military. I know...
They do.
I believe it was a naval serviceman that they brought home so that he could be back for the birth of their daughter or son. I just assumed daughter.
You assume?
I don't know why, but sure, she's having a baby girl.
Yeah.
That works for the story.
They just did that here.
They did that earlier tonight.
Way.
Yes. She was crying. I was crying. I was way back here.
And
you can just feel the emotion that runs through both people. And I don't know how you sit on that secret if you're the husband waiting to come back, because obviously the logistics to come so far away and everybody in the family knowing and not saying anything, just they pulled it off perfectly. It was amazing.
It's one of those secrets where you can't ruin that surprise. It's too good of a surprise where you just...
Right.
You just hold it in.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely.
I know. I see them on YouTube. I like cry.
Yep. Yes. I know.
Yeah. Especially the ones with the dogs. That gets me.
Oh, yeah. That's true. The dogs don't even know.
Yeah.
The poor dogs.
Okay. Yeah, they know. Well, so we hope you have a fabulous week at the Players. It is one of my favorite places to come. No matter where you are in the course, it really is absolutely stunning. And they do such a great job here of, like you said, making the families welcome, making even regular guests welcome as well. So good luck to Billy. We will be cheering
you
on. Absolutely.
Right.
Thanks so much for joining us, Heather.
Thank you.
And we will be back on 10 to 9 on 92.5 FM. We have a little segment that we're going to call Getting to Know Amanda.
Uh-oh.
And then we have some superhero talk, and you'll certainly get to know Blythe on that, as if you didn't already know her. That's all coming up next on Helmets and Heels.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway.
Helmets she's and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Filled with catastrophe.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Apparently, I missed a text earlier that was alerting me to look behind me to see a friend. And unfortunately, I missed him. But in case he's listening, hello, John, a.k.a. my boss, who allows me to do all these kinds of fun things. And sorry I missed you.
Uh-oh.
And I will be at work tomorrow. But no, welcome back to Helmets and Heels. Blythe Brumley, Amanda Borges on her first show. We're missing Donna Murphy tonight. I'm Lauren Brooks alongside you. We have so much to do.
I know.
That I'm not sure how we're going to fit it all in.
We got to.
And I know we
40
are,
minutes.
We'll be back next week, but that is not good enough. We have teased so many different things that we have got to get to right now. First and foremost, we're going to start with Would you not date Tiger? I think this one's a pretty closed book case. Amanda, go first.
I would say no. And I think, and I'm not even speaking for me personally, I'm saying it takes a certain kind of maturity to be able to deal with a celebrity, especially someone like him. He's been all over the map. He's a great golfer, and then he's got all this negative media attention on him. If you are a girl who needs attention from a man all the time, you can't date Tiger. It won't work.
Totally agree, Blythe.
I
I'm going back and forth with it. I would do it just for the experience of it. Just to say, I mean, Tiger Woods, one of the greatest athletes, one of the greatest golfers of all time, just to be able to have that, I guess, I don't want to say on your resume.
But to your belt.
the lifestyle that you would get to lead, I guess, the experience you would have, the traveling and sort of the, I guess, the VIP treatment of everywhere you go, like that would be, in and of itself, it worth it. But then on the other side of it, like you said, Amanda, it to deal with that kind of attention, especially with someone like Elin, his ex-wife, who had to go through a very public divorce and a very public cheating scandal. And it was said for a long time that she thought that they had the perfect marriage and that they had the perfect life, and she never knew anything about this, and that she was blindsided by the whole, you know, affairs of, you know, 47 different women or however many it was. So that you have to take that into account, and I would probably say no, considering all of that. But man, it would be tempting.
Right? The lifestyle, like you said. However, I think I would lean more along the lines of kind of the once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yes.
If it's that prolific, I guess is the right word, then it's probably not going to get out of his system.
No.
And I think it would take a long time for me to be able to trust someone like that. But here's the kicker for me. If Lindsey Vonn is not going to work out and she's not good enough for you, then I think I'm out.
Yeah. I don't know that it wasn't she's not good enough for him. I just think it's two different
lifestyles.
They have the same personalities in a sense because they're both competitors. They're both high-class athletes. And I don't know that personality meshes well long-term. Short-term, sure, because they can connect on so many different levels. But, I mean, Tiger was in the media today, I think, saying that he hasn't slept in 3 days because of the breakup with Lindsey, and also the death of his anniversary,
well,
of the death of his father.
Exactly.
Right.
Because
that was this week, yeah. But so I think I think we'll have to ask Donna that question when she joins us.
Yep.
Oh,
I think that's going to be a no.
Yep, for
that
sure.
One.
You know, sometimes, though, people will surprise you.
Yep.
All right. We have been talking about wanting to both get to know Amanda and also talk about superheroes, and I can't wait to get them both started. So we're going to start with getting to know Amanda. Amanda, your favorite sport to watch is, and it break it down by if it's football, NFL, or college.
Hands down, no competition, college football.
And your team, obviously, is Florida State.
Yep, I went to Florida State. For me, college football is so, it's just like, I have this motto, which is not...
I like mottos.
Take this with a grain
of
salt. Put on
a t-shirt.
What is life without college football? That's so extreme, I know. But I just it's just so great. It's just so great.
What about the NFL compared to college? Do you not care for the game for NFL?
No,
at
love
all,
it, love NFL, don't get me wrong. For me, college football is you have more passion because you're playing, you're representing your team, and you're trying to prove yourself. In the NFL, you're doing the same thing, but you're getting paid. You're playing for an owner, someone that is controlling you. I have my little hand quotes up. Whereas in college, you're really playing because you love the sport. It's so hard to balance school and playing football and one day hoping to get to the next level. And so that's why I love it, because you're just trying to get almost every college football player wants to play in the NFL. And they just play their hearts out every single week.
What about other sports? Do you have any other favorites?
I can do basketball. I like basketball.
You like NBA, right?
Mm-hmm. I do like NBA.
Who's your team?
That's the thing. I don't really have a team.
That's me, too, with the NBA.
You guys can join
it's
me next
more
season
players,
as
really.
Oklahoma City fans, now that my boy Billy's gone there. You can join me. You can
I
come
will
on the bandwagon.
Be joining that bandwagon. I can tell you that right now.
Well, dang it. You know what? Dang it.
It was worth a shot.
And you like hockey, too?
I do. I do like hockey.
Lightning games are really fun.
So fun. And the Lightning are in the playoffs. I think they're playing tonight, actually. And I'm
probably
missing
so.
It.
Yes.
They just beat the Canadians the other night. It was like 6-2 or something, which is so hard to do against the Canadians. So it's been very exciting. Very exciting.
All right. It's bathing suit season here in Florida.
It's been bathing suit season for months and months.
That's also true.
Months and months.
Bikini or one piece?
Really?
All right. I guess the question should more be one of the trendier, like, bikinis with all the kind of, like
frilly,
like the high-waisted
bikinis. Yeah, or high-waisted,
you know,
right.
I've wanted to try high-waisted.
All right.
I don't mind
but
it.
I haven't.
You could rock it like T-Swift does.
Maybe.
I feel like it's bad tan lines, though.
That's true. Why I don't do it, because when do you wear a bathing suit when you don't want to get tan? Like, that just doesn't happen.
Right.
So it's weird.
Couldn't agree more.
But maybe if I was invited to, like, a yacht party or something, I don't know. I'll maybe, I mean.
If I was invited to a yacht party, Shad does have a yacht.
Oh, hey, Shad.
Yeah, we're trying to get ourselves
on a new yacht.
Absolutely.
We want a live remote show.
The Kismet.
Okay. From the Kismet.
Kismet 2, right? Isn't this Kismet 2? Pretty sure it is.
That's fine with me.
All right, so you're going to be covering the Jaguars.
Yep.
Who in the organization have you gotten to meet yet, or fresh slate, you haven't met anyone yet?
So I've interviewed Blake Bortles. Right after he was drafted, he went back home to Oviedo, and my prior radio station, we had one in Orlando, and so I went over there, and I got to talk to Blake about, before he even stepped foot, like, onto the field, and so that was cool. He was in his hometown, he was in his element, super great guy, super nice. I was talking to him about UCF stuff, and so it's just going to be funny now. I'm not even going to mention UCF, obviously, because that's so, you know, what?
How long ago was that?
Well,
2 years ago. Yeah, yeah.
He still loves the Knights, though.
No, I know that. But, I mean, I'm not going to ask him, hey, remember that one game? Like, you know, that's not relevant anymore. But, no, I'm excited to talk to him. He's probably not going to remember me, but that's okay. Rashad Green, new Florida State wide receiver.
Calvin Smith, you're excited to see.
Yep. Rookie minicamp's really exciting because it's new for everyone. So it's like first day of school. Like, everyone has their best outfit. Everyone's so excited, but they're kind of nervous. They don't know, like, does this person look nice? Like, do I talk to them? Like, it's just all new. And so it's fun. It's really fun. I'm so excited for
that. Is this your first NFL team that you've covered?
No. I covered the Bucs in Tampa. And so I did rookie minicamp, all preseason, training camp, all of that last year. And then I was the in-stadium host for them this past season. So I was kind of with them. And then now I'm up here.
Are you going to be going to the Jaguars game whenever we play in Tampa?
Absolutely. I will be there.
Did you know that there's close to 1,000 Bold City Brigade members that are going to be in attendance?
Nice.
Close to 1,000.
With 40-plus kegs going with them.
No, they said there's going to be more.
Even more. Well, I said plus 40-plus.
No, well, they did the math. I guess it comes out to 40 kegs is 4 beers a person for the amount of people that are going, and so they're going to have to get
that's
more.
That's not nearly enough.
Bolt City Brigade, awesome. I don't know if you've been
heard of it.
You're going to have to come by and do a circle up one time, maybe when you're not working. Maybe it's a bye week or something.
Okay, I can do it.
That'll be really fun.
We'll introduce you properly.
Properly.
Do you have an idea if you'll have a role on Jaguars game days yet, or is that still to be determined?
I think that's still to be determined. I kind of need to get my feet wet and figure out what's going on. I mean, it's a whole new team for me, which is exciting. And I'm just going to kind of see how things go.
It's going to be a busy couple days for you this week between rookie minicamp and also the players working both events.
Yep. I'm splitting time between here and Everbank, so that'll be fun.
Oh, wow.
Last year.
What a life.
I know. Come on, right?
Last year it was the draft was the exact same week as the players.
I heard.
It was nuts for all of us. Everybody did live shows from here, and then we went back over and did the draft at the stadium that night, and then we were back out here the next day. It was chaos, but it'll be kind of like that for you on Friday and Saturday as
Pretty
well.
Much.
But
it's
exciting.
It's so exciting, and it means football's back, which to me is the most important time of the year.
Right, and so. You now get to cheer on one of your arch nemesises. Is it nemesis-y? Nemesis-i?
What?
Just kidding.
Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Who is my arch nemesis?
Dante Fowler Jr.
Oh, yeah. Yes. But, you know, I'll get over it because he's a fantastic player. He really is.
And those shoes.
And the shoes. The shoes were something else. I'm going to talk to him about his bow tie because I'm not sure that I was a fan.
You're not a bow tie fan?
No, I love bow ties. His bow tie, I mean, I get it. It went with the outfit. It, like, matched, the bottom of his shoes or something. So cool. So cool. But I don't know. I think he could have done better with the bow tie.
All right. All right. So outside of sports,
yes.
What do you like to do, Amanda? Where will we find you?
Well, I'm very active. I'm glad that I got to move to a place with the beach, too, because I am from the West Coast. So coming over here, I know it's a little bit different, but here I love to ride my bike, and so I'm excited to ride my bike on the beach because you can't do that in Tampa because the beach is all sand, whereas here it's like the hard, wet sand, and you can actually ride your bike. I'm so excited for that.
You can. And if you go just off of the beach and you go on either Beach Avenue or First Street, you will see tons of people riding their bikes up and down there, too, and a lot of it's... Basically, it's not closed off to cars, but it's either one ways or there's a ton of stop signs to kind of deter as many cars as possible.
Uh-huh.
You'll love it. And, of course, you can stop along at restaurants and bars.
Yep.
feast.
So we're going to have a beach day soon.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Beach bike riding day.
Absolutely.
Donna, I hope you're listening. Put it on the calendar.
I'm so excited.
Sorry, little man JT is probably not going to join us for that. All right. So you're active. You like to ride your bike. You like to go to the beach.
Yep.
What about boating?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that I've ever boated in the Atlantic.
Oh.
Because over in Tampa is the Gulf.
Right.
And so, you know, we go in the Gulf. It's warmer, not as many waves, and
right.
we'll kind of like, we'll take it to the island. There's like a couple islands around. So I have no idea what boating in the Atlantic is like.
What part of the West Coast are you from?
Tampa.
Oh, I mean, I thought you meant West Coast, like
of the United States. Sorry, of the state of Florida.
I was like,
that
wait,
was by far the
something?
Best 30 seconds of radio we've had tonight.
Well, because in my head, I'm like, wait, did I say? I said West Coast, not East Coast, right? Because you know, you can get those mixed up.
West
sometimes.
Coast of the state.
Of
I was
the state
oh,
of
West
Florida.
Coast.
Sorry, no. Tampa.
Like, what
Tampa.
Oregon?
Have you
or
ever
California?
Been scalloping?
Yes.
I love.
Yes, I
scalloping.
Have.
And what about fishing? Do you like fishing?
Yeah, I'm good at fishing, just not really like the catching part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're patient.
No. That's why like I'll sit there and just like just lay instead.
I do a lot of that.
I'll lay out and have a couple yeah. beers.
I'll wait until right. the first fish is caught and then I will go, all right, now it's time to
I mean,
put
if
my bait
we
in
were
water.
In a spot where everyone's catching and I can definitely catch, yes, absolutely. But for the most part, you go and you sit there for like 5 hours. Anyone got a bite? Nope. You no. Nope.
That's like kind of like scalloping over fishing.
No, scalloping's cool. Yeah, it
love
is
scalloping and lobstering too.
Yes. Yep, that's fun.
That's
too.
One thing I have not done yet. That
oh,
I need
yep.
to get done.
You got to work fun. On holding your breath when you got to get down and tickle
yep.
the lobster out and then net them. I always had a partner when I did it because I was younger, and so my best friend would be the catcher with the net and I would be the tickler. So you have the long tickle stick and you
yep.
go down and you find the little holes and you tickle them out and then you're gasping for air. So then
yep.
tag team, she goes down with the net. It's so much fun. I love lobstering. Plus, of course, you get to eat them, which
yep.
is the best part.
So
yeah.
we're moving the beach day to the Keys,
yep.
is what you're saying.
I am in. All right, Amanda, you listen to country music?
Yes, I do.
What is the most recent concert that you've been to?
I went to Luke Bryan when he came to the...
like she just said lobster.
I know. Mm. Well, Luke Bryan and lobster, you know.
That sounds like a perfect night.
Yeah.
I feel like he said that in a song one time.
Probably.
He just came to the amphitheater in Tampa recently, I want to say.
Okay.
Were you
I just
at
saw
that
I wasn't, but okay. I just saw Eric Church at the Amelie Arena.
Oh, I was there too.
Were you there?
Yes, I
All
was.
Right.
Sorry, so that was the most recent.
Yeah.
Hello,
that's okay.
forgot about that one.
That was a phenomenal
it
concert.
It was good. It was really good. It's funny because it's two different atmospheres. The amphitheater's all outside. So you have to prepare yourself to like kind of get dirty and sweaty and whatever. And the amphitheater's nice and inside. And they stop serving liquor at like 10 p.m. because
yes, they
have
do.
This thing
I can
like
confirm.
We don't do DUIs. Like we, what is it? They're like the arena in the nation that has the least amount of DUIs after
oh,
their
know
events,
wow.
which is really awesome. Really awesome. But people, you know, they
like
were not very
booze.
Happy about that. Right.
Yeah. We actually right. walked. I got a hotel
cool.
with one of my friends. And we walked from the hotel over.
Okay.
So, but I'm one of those people where if it's someone that I really want to see, I'm not really interested in
right.
boozing it up because
right.
I want to experience
yes.
the event. So, and he
yep.
was, oh, he was so good.
He was good. He
well,
was good.
I feel like I've gotten to know Amanda a little bit. What about
yeah.
you, Blythe?
I feel like we already have a vacation plan.
I think we have multiple vacations plans.
I'm glad
we
didn't
figure
get
out
into...
who gets Luke Bryan.
We'll let Blythe have that one. She seemed the most excited.
Have you ever seen him dance? That's all I got to say.
He is something else. And obviously he has the best initials in the business with LB. All right, coming up next, the moment, and I really should say the minutes that Blythe has been counting down for an entire week. And I also think Fat Tony's pretty excited about this.
I was going to say,
too.
I know he wants to weigh in as well. He's
yeah,
been thinking about
he's
it all
gonna
week.
He's going to have to do that on Crosstalk. But I'm going to sit back and let Blythe tell us her decisions for who she has picked for the NFL players to be most like superheroes, specifically Avengers. And
oh, wow.
we came up with 8 of them, I believe.
14.
Oh. And we've
I went from 5 to 14.
Well, that, my friends, is coming up next. You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. And by the way, great work so far tonight by Scott Irvine, our producer. He always does a fantastic job for us. And even though we can't physically see him tonight, we are really enjoying all of the musical rejoins that we've had. So thank you, Scott. Great work with our guest as well as we broadcast here live from the Players. I always like to appreciate those people who work so hard behind the scenes so that we get to just kind of show up and talk and hang out and then leave. So thanks also to all the engineers who set everything up today. All right. It is without further ado that we get to Blythe Brumleave's favorite all-time segment on Helmets and Heels. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see her right now because literally no one can see us. By the way, we are out in the dark by ourselves.
Yeah, is this safe, you guys?
I do see a giant American flag, so I think we're still good. I've seen a lot of members of the military walking around, so we should be fine. But she is warming up her shoulders, loosening those lats and those traps.
I'm ready.
Blythe, Donna suggested this topic. And you have been chomping at the bit ever since, so.
I know. We were supposed to do it last week.
We were.
We got a couple hours notice. I was like, I feel like I don't have enough time. I need time to prepare. And in fact, Tony, who comes on right after us, he said the same thing. He's like, no, I really need to think about this because you want to make sure that, because I've done a few of these before for my website. And so what you have to do is you have to compare.
Guysgirl.com.
Thank you for that. You have to compare not just the looks, but the personality of the person. So whenever we nailed it down to the Avengers, because whenever you say comparing athletes to superheroes, I mean, I could talk
broad
about
spectrum.
This for weeks and weeks,
yep.
Comparing each different sport. So we nailed it down to the NFL and to the Avengers. And so I went through and I started. I was going to do four or five because I think a few of us were going to throw out some names there. And then I got to 14 and I said, okay, I have to stop. And I put the question out there on Twitter this morning and I was like, okay.
You got a ton of responses.
I
didn't know who any of them were.
People are very, very passionate
athletes.
About comics and the movies.
How many
and
Avengers really are there?
There are, it matches up with the Marvel universe, but because Marvel and Avengers are, the movie studios are owned by two different companies
now,
or prior, then there's even some, like Spider-Man, I think is still owned by Fox. So you have to kind of, they're all sort of in the same universe. They all play nicely together in the comic world. But in the movie world, it's vastly different. Like Hulk and Wolverine are good examples. Wolverine is all in all of the X-Men movies, but you won't see him in any Avengers movies because of that separation.
Yep. Okay.
So I tried to nail it down. Yeah, I know. I know. You look very...
I'm intrigued because I don't watch movies, so I know nothing that we're talking
no
about.
No movies at all.
Not really, no. I don't sit still well.
Oh.
All right, bye.
Okay.
First up, we have
Thor. And Thor is the long blonde hair. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the movies. Thor.
I know Thor, yep.
I picked Clay Matthews.
Oh.
Okay, perfect.
Long blonde
images
hair.
Images alone, I can see it.
Nice
and the brutality,
guy.
Too.
And
the
he
Thor
plays.
Is a nice guy?
Tough when he needs to be.
Okay.
So that's what I...
the right kind of man.
That's what I was thinking along with that line. Captain America? Who do you think?
Captain America.
The most... I can stick with like the Green Bay Packers and go Aaron Rodgers. He's American.
Close.
Okay.
Pat Tillman.
Are you saying close because of the Green Bay Packers?
No, it's sort of the personality.
The all-American kind of guy.
That Captain America would need.
Peyton Manning
is another one I heard today.
Okay.
I picked J.J. Watt just because he's more of the
yes.
league representative. He has that Captain America look.
Yep.
I think he could pull off the costume pretty well if you tried to. Next
he
on
can
the
pull
list.
Off anything if he tries to.
He doesn't even need to try, let's be real.
I'm going to use the words of Blythe. Mm. Continue, please, milady.
Next on the list, Hulk.
Okay.
This is a big
any
one.
Any guesses?
I'm going to go with a Jaguar. I'm going to go with Paul Posluszny.
Okay. Wow. I don't know.
I would say Marshawn Lynch. And that was a common response that I got on Twitter today was Marshawn Lynch for the Hulk. And I'm like, okay,
Hulk
good.
Doesn't like to talk?
He doesn't like to talk and he gets angered very easily.
Ah.
Okay.
So. Then that's definitely not Paul Posluszny.
Yeah. And some people did say, one person did mention pause, and I was like,
No, yeah, he definitely does not, he's not quick to anger.
Next one is Hawkeye. He's the guy with the bow and arrow, very precise.
Okay.
He's kind of boring character, but.
So we need like a quarterback that's precise.
That's boring.
You're on the list, right?
Okay, a precise quarterback could be.
trying to think of a boring quarterback.
Andrew Luck.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I picked Tom Brady.
Okay.
You think he's boring?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe not his social media.
Right.
You know, I might change it. Andrew Luck is, I think he's better.
Nicely done,
that.
Man.
Wow. I'm crossing out the list.
Wow.
Black Widow. Black Widow's female character. She's Scarlett Johansson. She dresses in all black. She's a can I say bad?
Yes, yes
she's a badass.
Okay. I always get nervous when people ask me that because I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know words are. I'm allowed to say and not say. I got an email one time and it read like an email that my mother would never let me read.
So Black Widow, she's a very strong female character in the Avengers universe, Marvel universe.
So how'd you pick a guy?
You don't know guy. I picked a girl.
Oh.
I kept it
but
with
an
the
NFL
girls.
Player.
Not
an,
she's
the new
in the NFL.
NFL referee.
Oh, it could be her,
that's
too.
That's a good one.
Sarah.
I thought about her, but ultimately went with Olivia Munn, Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend. Okay. She came up in the geek world. She's very, I guess she
had, she plays those characters.
She does. And I think she was just announced that she was going to be a superhero in one of the next movies coming up. So it's a perfect role for her.
Cool.
So I thought Black Widow. She fits that bill.
I thought you were going to give a guy a girl's one. And I was
me
like,
too.
Ooh.
I was so excited. I was like, who did you pick for this?
Loki. Loki is the bad guy in Thor. He's also Thor's brother.
Okay, I don't know who this guy is.
He's very...
a bad guy. So did you pick someone on the Titans?
I did not. But Loki, to give you a little bit of insight, he is sort of the guy that you think there's still a little bit of good in there, but he's very smart, and he needs to prove himself, but he hasn't proved himself just yet, and he's proven himself to the wrong people. So who would you pick with that sort of?
Okay, so I'm really curious with
little
your
brother.
Pick. I'm wondering if you went with someone that like isn't morally. There, or if you're sticking with like on the field bad,
both. I went with Johnny Manziel just because he has sort of that personality that he still needs to prove himself, but he's proven himself to the wrong people.
And now that he's back in rehab, he's certainly showing that he could have some potential left.
That was a tough one for me because I was like,
that was a good one though. You did really well.
Thanks.
Atta girl.
What about Iron Man? Iron Man's and I. To narrow it down for you guys, I did pick a Jaguar player for this one.
Iron Man.
Who is sort of a smart ass who can...
Current player or former player?
Current.
Current player.
Iron Man. Who can take a beating.
That's a current player. That's a smart ass.
He gets stacked
Scobie?
A lot.
Blake Bortles.
Exactly. That's why I picked Iron Man because he's sort of he's very suave and very charismatic and that sort of Bortles personality and also the Iron Man part of it. He's got to be able to take a lot of sacks if you're going to play quarterback for our team.
Well, last year that is all going to change this year. We are going to have one of the better offensive lines at least in our division. All right, keep going.
I hope you're right. Okay, last few ones. I got these ones from Twitter. Maria Hill. She's one of the few female characters in the Avengers universe. She's very strong, very stern, makes a lot of decisions.
Girl or guy?
Girl.
Okay.
So you picked another female.
I picked another female. She's in the sports world. Very known for her questioning.
Questioning.
She's not afraid to ask the tough questions.
So Michelle Beatles.
She's a reporter. Ooh,
close.
She's a reporter.
Yep.
She's not afraid to ask a tough question.
She was just banned from an event this past weekend.
Rachel Nichols?
Yep, got it.
Oh,
so
good
that's,
one.
That's my Maria Hill.
Okay.
And then let's see, a couple of the other ones. Thanos, that's Roger Goodell. That was another one from Twitter. I got, Jubilee, which is a girl character, got picked.
You gave it to a guy.
As Blaine Gabbert.
Okay.
I'm not really sorry about that pick. Nick Fury is another one. Richard Sherman got picked for that one. Vision is another character. And our very own Dave Caldwell got picked for that one.
Ooh. Okay, cool. I remember reading that and I didn't get that that was a character. Vision was a character. This is how great my knowledge is.
Like, this is
this
so
kind of
deep.
Stuff.
I know. You really this have to. This
so
one took a week.
It.
It took a week to think of all this.
Yeah. And now how excited are you that in just a couple minutes you'll get to hear what Fat Tony came up with.
I know. I hope he doesn't crucify my picks.
He would
no,
never.
No, those are good.
He's extremely supportive. Oh,
some you could debate just because, you know, everyone will. But
and I changed the Andrew Luck one.
Yes, and something tells me you're going to be up all night now on Twitter with people responding to your picks. I know how much you love this, and it's exciting that it's finally revealed. And now, of course, in case Donna wants to weigh in next week, in case she wants to tear your picks apart, maybe we'll let her do it.
We'll see. We had our green shell debate, so we'll have another geek debate.
Yeah, y'all did. I just sit back and go, okay. Yeah. That sounds good to me. I'll take whoever wants to buy me the next drink is the winner of the fight.
Lauren and I will probably battle it out during football season.
100%, yes.
So that's what our debates will be.
I would love to sit back and watch this FSU versus Florida debate.
Well, unfortunately, in both football and basketball, I'm not sure how good we're going to be again this year. But we'll see. All right, we will check in with Fat Tony coming up next. The fastest 2 hours in radio history, I'm pretty sure, just occurred with our live show from the Players. I can't believe it's already over. Big and Rich has packed up and left. The military came, they conquered, they left. And it is ladies just us. And we're going to bring in Fat Tony coming up next. You're listening to 1010XL 92.5 FM.